my beat.
You're just keep losing,
I'm losing. I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright.
Yeah, it's not yeah. A I just gotta get out of
this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free.
Somebody to love, find me somebody to love, find me somebody to love, find me somebody to love.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org. Thank you.
and so I say, bingo.
Noonie is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. Then you oughta hit him screaming for that dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes, a roll up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Got it.
crash. Now, baby, don't you know something? She said it right back.
Had your feel. Story of my life. pockets full of change and all my minds are through. My head is as clear as the sky, though, an indigo that flows between my limbs and leaves me dry.
People didn't think twice about drinking and driving. Well, all that has changed now. More and more people are getting hip to the fact that friends don't let friends drink and drive. Choose a designated driver and have a safe and happy holiday season.
You've never seen an angel.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Change. guitar and drums. I look deep inside of your eyes and I know my time has come. Now silence is a virtue and talk causes pain. Like standing on the green light platform and crying in the rain. Oh, 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 oh. You can chase me to the edge of the
baby, why don't we go? You can be fair. catch a glimpse. Hello. You're listening to What's Happening. This is Mike Stewart.
And Aaron.
And we should have Rich Gilbert online. Hello, Rich.
Rich, can you hear us?
Hello. He might have to call back.
I don't know if that's intentional or not.
Can you hear us?
I can. Is this Mike?
This is Mike. How you doing, Rich?
Okay, yeah, I hear you now. Yeah, I hear you. Yep, I can hear you.
We had a sticky button. Not a sticky bun, a sticky button. So how are you doing down button. There? This is Rich Gilbert. People know him from Human Sexual Response. They had a couple records out in the day. They're going to be doing a reunion show this fall, I believe, which you'll fill us in. You have a couple solo CDs out.
I do.
Give us the update.
Well, the update, well, first of all, in the near future, yes, Human Sexual Response, which was my very first band, we were pretty popular in Boston back in the early days of punk rock, new wave. We're doing our 40th anniversary show at House of Blues on November 3rd, Friday, November 3rd, and it will literally be 40 years since we played our very first show, 40 years in 1 month.
Where was your first show, Rich?
We played our very first show.
Where was that?
Where was it? It was in this club called the Birdcage.
Oh, in the zone.
In the zone, in the combat zone, exactly.
I know LaPeste played there, too.
Punk rock club.
Yeah.
Huh?
I know LaPeste played there.
Well, the night we played, in fact, the night we played, it was LaPeste, Human Sex Response, and the Girls.
Wow, great lineup.
Triple Bill.
Great lineup.
Yeah, great lineup. But it was run by bikers, and by the end of the night, the bikers were getting angry at the punk rock people, and they started fighting with the punk rockers, and pull cues came out, and it was
Altamont
like
all over again.
Classic cliche scene. Yeah, it was amazing. It used to be a strip club.
Yeah,
and when you walked into the room, the stage was behind the bar. It ran the entire length of the bar, and it had a wall of mirrors.
Mm.
The entire back of the stage was mirrored for where the strippers used to perform. And when we loaded in to do sound check, a biker girl had just gotten through stripping for the bikers hanging out in the bar and was finishing up her stripping. So we couldn't load our gear on stage until she was done with her performance.
It kind of sounds like the Club Mavericks that was down the street from Cantones for a while. I went to see
a
band. And I got there before 8 o'clock, and I go, why are women up on the stage taking their clothes off? I didn't realize it was a strip club, too. Yeah.
Yep, I remember Mavericks, too. Yeah.
So
anyway, so we'll be doing our 40th anniversary show at the House of Blues. And we're all pretty excited about it, you know, because we did. Our last reunion show will be 5 years ago, which I can't believe it's been 5 years. So we just figured, like, we should do another one while we're all still alive and breathing and in good health.
You know something, that is a good idea, Rich, because I hear when you die, it slows you down.
It really does. Flying death has a way of getting in the way of getting, the show's just not as good anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way it is.
So you've been we've been talking about the last year or so. You've been doing some solo stuff, some instrumental stuff.
Yeah.
You play with the Black. His name invites me. The Blacks, something Sinners. You play with another.
Oh, the Blackstone Valley Sinners.
That was an
old band of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found a batch of CDs and I put them up for sale. That was a band I had in the early 2000s. Had Slim Cessna from Slim Cessna's Auto Club singing, Judith Ann on bass and myself, and then we had a drum machine. We were a country trio with a drum machine. And then about a year ago, or like 6 months ago, I found a batch of another box of CDs. We put out two CDs. The first record's called It's a Sin, and the second one's The Cold Hard Truth About Christmas, which was a Christmas record.
Oh, yeah, we
and
played some of that.
I found a box of those.
Yeah,
it's a great record. I'm very proud of it. So I found a box of those, so I put them up for sale on my website on legendaryrichgilbert.com. And I saw they moved pretty fast, but I still got a handful of them I've still got a handful of them.
Well, you should bring them up when you play in the fall. I imagine they will sell then.
I will definitely do that.
Have you been doing any session work down there, Rich?
No, not really. My wife and I have a classic country band. My wife's Eileen Rose.
Okay.
She's from the Boston area.
Okay, I recognize her name.
Yeah. And she and I have a classic country band called the Silver Threads. And we play here in Nashville 3 to 4 times a week, every week. So we spend most of our, time doing that. And then she also is a singer-songwriter herself and, lived in England for 12 years, lived in London, and was signed to Rough Trade Records, and has written and put out lots of records under her own name. And then last year she wrote a children's book called Natasha the Party Crasher, which you can get on Amazon and all those places. But we just went to the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Italy for 3 weeks. And did a bunch of shows either as the Silver Threads or as Eileen Rose and the Holy Wreck, depending on the venue we were playing.
Does the name Silver Threads come from Silver Threads and Golden Needles?
It does, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it does. Good call. Yeah.
So, know how I know that? Chuck McDermott at Wheatstraw.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, lots of people have done it, for sure.
Yeah.
And we actually do that song in our set, too.
Yeah.
And we play the best honky-tonk in Nashville. We play at Robert's Western World, which is right in the heart of Lower Broad, which is the street where all the honky-tonks are. And it's easily the best honky-tonk in Nashville, the best. If you want to see classic country music, that's the place to go to.
I know.
We're very lucky that we have that relationship with that club. We just have a great time every time we play there. And like I said, we play there 3 to 4 times a week.
There's PBS up here, Channel 2, and all their little substations have been doing like country, like classical country, what we call classic country now, and several CD set. And every time I see it, I always kind of think of you for some reason. I don't know why, but because you're down in Nashville.
Well, think away. So my whole point about this is, though, we just did this three country tour of Netherlands, Switzerland, and Italy. But the main reason we did it was because Eileen has an audience over there from having toured for years over there, and she wrote this children's book. And then we wrote 6 songs to accompany the book. So we put out a CD version of an audio version of the book, but we also then filled it out with songs that follow that enhance the story. So we went and toured either as the Silver Threads or as Eileen Rose and the Holy Wreck, performing songs from Natasha the Party Crasher, and it was just fantastic.
The reaction was great.
So we're going to do more of that. So who knows? We may make our way up to Boston at some point.
Well, I hope you do.
How long, when you're coming in for your other show, how long are you coming in for?
Probably not long, because I think that Eileen and I and the Silver Thread or the Holy Wreck, It's the band name changes depending again on the material we're doing, are probably going back to Europe again in November, probably right after the House of Blues show.
Yeah.
So I probably won't be here that long.
Maybe a day or two.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Friday night.
Okay.
Friday, November 3rd.
Well, we may be able to figure something out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you never know. I mean, it's still all in the planning stage.
You know.
And then in the meantime, yes, last year I put out 2 records, Stereo Action Music, and then the follow-up, Son of Sam. And my 5-year plan is to release 2 albums a year for 5 years. So I got 2 out in 2016, and I'm halfway through the first one of 2017. But the tour and everything, kind of like put me a little behind schedule on that because I was gone all of the month of May. So hopefully by the end of summer, I'll have another legendary Rich Gilbert record, of which, of course, I will get to you guys.
Yes, definitely.
And then probably in December, I'll have the second one of the year.
Well, that'd ready. Be great.
We're
looking
terrific.
Forward to it.
Yeah.
So anyways, do you have websites that people can go to for Human Sex Response and for your stuff and your wife's stuff?
Yes, you can go to legendaryrichgilbert.com for my stuff. You can go to EileenRose.com for Eileen stuff. And there's some cross-pollination there, you know. And then Human Sexual Response doesn't have a web page, but we do have a Facebook page. I think it's called the Real Human Sexual Response Facebook page. And you can get all the information there and you know, just follow it. And, you know, and plus I'll also be putting more information up about the human show on my web page. I just haven't done it yet because I've just been catching up to my life since I got back from Europe. But that will also all be on my web page as well.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate you calling in. Anything else you need to add or
sure.
Shout outs or anything before you go back to being just in Nashville?
Just a shout out to all my friends and fans in Boston. I mean, I have so many. I mean, I lived there 24 years, so I have so many great friends from my years there. And fortunately, with Facebook, I'm able to stay in touch with a lot of my friends. But basically, a shout out to everybody who's been a friend of mine, you know, during my 24 tenure in Boston. I mean, it's a great city, and I miss it in a lot of ways. But I had to make a change, and I'm not sorry I moved to Nashville. But there are times you just, you know, I have really fond